Today we are celebrating the memorial of Saint Alphonsus Maria de Liguori, an Italian doctor of the Church and founder of the Redemptorists, a congregation dedicated primarily to parish and foreign missions. In 1871, he was named a doctor of the Church by Pope Pius IX, and in 1950, he was named patron saint of moralists and confessors by Pope Pius XII. Then in 1726, he was ordained a priest after practicing law for 8 years. He founded in 1972 the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, or the Redemptorists, at Scala Amalfi, Italy. Then in 1777, this agreement within the congregation was culminated when he was deceived into signing what he thought was a royal sanction for his rule. Actually, the document was a new rule devised by one of his enemies, thus causing the followers of the old rule to break away. Then, in 1762, Pope Clement XIII made him bishop of St. Agata near Naples, but he resigned in 1775 because of ill health. Our gospel for today talks about the catching of fish through casting net or hand net. As the boat moved through the waters, the drag net was drawn into the shape of a great cone, which indiscriminately took in all kinds of fish and debris and trash swept in its path. It usually took several men to haul such a net to shore. Saint Alphonsus knew that catching members of his congregation was not always heaven. Enemies were there ready to destroy him, but he held on to his mission to continue catching fish for the kingdom of God. So what our gospel for today tells about God's kingdom? What is the message of Jesus to us? The kingdom of God is open to all who will believe and accept. The Church does not discriminate between the good and the bad, the useless and the useful. Like the dragnet, does not or cannot choose what it catches. Just as the dragnet catches every kind of fish in the sea, so the Church acts as God's instrument for gathering in all who will come. But at the close of the age, the Lord will return again, will separate the good and the bad. And for those who believe in Him, in His way of truth and righteousness, the reward will be a glorified, resurrected body and a home in His everlasting kingdom. And the wicked who refuse to follow the Lord Jesus and their destiny will be lost of joy and happiness with God, a total separation. To my sisters and brothers, our Lord Jesus Christ freely offers the treasure of abundant life and everlasting joy to all who believe Him and accept Him as their Lord and Savior. It is now our choice to follow Him or not. We want His kingdom, for eternal damnation. So let us yearn for total peace, joy, and union with God in His everlasting kingdom. And let us ask the intercession of Saint Alphonsus Maria de Liguori to intercede for us, that like him, we may follow him with love and humility and continue the mission of catching fish for the kingdom of God.